intervista con Swami, il nome?
Shivanesh Swami.
Shivanesh Swami. Years old? How many years old?
59 years. I'm staying since 30 years.
59. You are staying 30 years always in the Chavadi, yes. Could you tell me about how was the life when you first arrived here? Was it different from the one there is now? Many people, less people. How was it here?
उन दिनों में कैसा था? इतनी गर्दी थी. सीढ़ी का लाइफ कैसा बाब आए थे?
Before 30 years, there was no crowd like this. Now, nowadays, Baba's famous is spreading over
more crowd.
All the world.
These days, Swamiji says, previously such crowd was not there, but Baba is becoming more popular now worldwide, and he is drawing bigger crowds day by day. So,
I see. Ask him what is his daily routine in the Chavadi.
आपका daily routine यानी कि सुबह से शाम तक आप चावड़ी में क्या करते
हैं? I have to open at 5 o'clock morning, and to clean all this and worship, make paste to Baba's photo, and have to sit here. Here ladies are not going inside this counter. That's why I have to stand here the whole day and tell them not to go inside the counter.
Can you move?
Early in the morning, this is being one of Baba's four temples, you know. Here we have got four temples for Baba. One is Dwarkamai, where Baba used to stay. He stayed there throughout the period he stayed in Shirdi. That is about 62 years Baba stayed in Dwarkamai, which was a mosque. Then after Baba casted off his body was taken to Butiwada, which is now known as Samadhi Mandir. It was Baba's desire that his body should be placed in that newly constructed building, which is now known as Samadhi Mandir. So it became a shrine after Baba's passing away. And behind Samadhi Mandir, there is Gurustan, where Baba was first found, you know.
The neem tree.
Yeah. The neem tree. Under that neem tree, a young boy of about 16 years age was sitting and practicing penance. So in course of time, he became
popular
as Sai Baba. So this is Chaudi, the fourth temple. Here Baba used to come every alternative night to sleep. Baba had this system of alternate sleeping at Dwarkamai as well as at Chaudi. One night he was sleeping there at Dwarkamai, the other night at Chaudi. This way it continued till he took Samadhi. So Baba's worship was first started in Chaudi only in about 1912. Devotees of Baba, they used to bring Baba here in a procession, grand procession, and they used to do Baba's Pad Puja here. And after the puja was over, arti was over, a chilim was offered to him. Chilim means a clay pipe. Baba used to smoke tobacco in that, you know. So Baba used to have one drag, and then it was given to all the devotees. And when it was over, devotees will leave Baba alone here, and Baba will prepare his own bed. There was a peculiar system. He used to use about 50 sheets, placing one upon another. That is how Baba used to arrange his bed. This he used to do himself. Baba never liked any of devotees serving him, you know. So his work he used to do personally, whatever it may be. So he used to prepare his bed himself, then he will retire to bed. And next morning again the devotees will come here early in the morning before 5, and they will perform Kakadarti here in Chaudi and take Baba back to Dwarkamai, where he was holding his open darbar.
Okay.
Darbar means where it's like a court, king's court, you know. That is termed as darbar in Hindi. And there people used to come and meet Baba, seek his blessings, seek his grace. So Baba used to stay in Chaudi relatively in isolation, and Baba used to meet people in Dwarkamai. Yeah.
Could we ask to the Swami about, you said that Sai Baba was first seen under the name tree at the age of 16, practicing difficult yoga asana and all this. Many theories are being made on the origin of from where Sai Baba came and who was his guru. Has he any opinion in this concerning?
See, there are two stories about Sai Baba's guru. One is, you know, once upon a time, once Baba casually told that his guru's name is Venkusha. And Baba said that Baba hailed from a place known as Selu, which is from Andhra Pradesh.
Yeah.
Then, since Baba was always seen sitting under the neem tree, some devotees asked him what is the attachment he is having for the neem tree, because he is always seen there. So Baba explained that this place of neem tree belongs to his guru, ancestor, he said.
Ancestor.
Yeah. And when that place was dug, as per to the instruction of Khandoba, you know.
Khandoba, yes, I know.
Khandoba is a form of Shiva. He used to possess human body and answer to the questions of the people. So once it was, you know, questioned to Khandoba during such a trance period. So then Khandoba said that this place belongs to his guru. That is why he is so attached to this place. If you dig this portion, you will see that there is a underground, there is a hall-like thing. And you will find a small tomb over there. So these people, you know, the local people, they dug that portion. They saw the stairs going down. About 5-6 stairs were there. So there was a hall also, underground hall. And there was a construction which looks like a tomb. And lamps were burning there. You know, who was supplying the lamp or oil to the lamp? Nobody knows. But the local people, they never knew that there is such a thing underneath the ground. So when they dug it open, they saw fresh flowers inside. They saw lamps burning, and the fragrance of the place was, you know, as if someone just performed worship there and went away. So they were, you know, Baba told them that this place belongs to my guru. I served my guru here for 12 years, and today whatever I am is because of his grace. So that is why that place is called as Gurustan these days, you know. So then people wanted to know about Baba's origin and all that. They were very curious to find out. They wanted to carry on researches and come to a definite conclusion about Baba's origin. So since Baba once casually told that he belongs to Selu and his guru's name is Venkusha, some people who wanted to find out the truth or origin, they went to this place known as Selu. And someone told them that some years back there was a person named here Venkusha here. His original name was Gopal Rao Deshmukh. He was a very pious person. He was living a very religious life. And he was an enlightened soul. He had a small boy with him always. And that boy later on left this place and went away. His guru had, you know, saved him from an accident. You know, some people who were jealous about this boy, once they came to hit him with a piece of brick.
I see, because he was so saintly.
Yeah. So then this guru, you know, protected him, this boy, from that accident. He made the brick to stand in the air itself. The brick came towards boy, and it stopped. Guru stopped that brick in the air itself. So then he allowed it to come, and it came and did hit the boy also, but it didn't create much harm to that boy because his guru's grace was protecting him. Then his guru told him, now it is time for you to take the charge. So whatever powers I have in me, I invest all those powers in you. Now you must keep wandering and serve the mankind. So telling the guru asked the boy to leave the place. And that boy, along with that brick piece, you know, left that place and went away. So this story they got from that village known as Selu.
They went to Selu to inquire. And this was the response.
Yeah, this is what the local peoples of Selu told.
I see.
So since there was some, you know, since the name was matching, because Baba had once vaguely told that he is from Selu. Then also Baba once told that his guru's name is Venkusha.
Yes.
Although they didn't find Venkusha there, someone told that there was a man by the name Gopal Rao Deshmukh. He was a devotee of Venkatesha. Maybe that is why he is called as Venkusha.
I see.
So, but you know, the time, if you try to match, Baba was seen here at the age of 16 years. Now, Baba took Samadhi in the year 1918. And it is told that Baba stayed in Shirdi for a period of 62 years. So, if you calculate all this timing and try to match it with Gopal Rao's accident, existence time there at Selu.
12 years seem too much.
Yeah.
Maybe that, more symbolic.
And not only that, if Baba stayed here for 62 years, you minus those 62 years from 1918, then we get the date of Baba's coming over to Shirdi.
Yes.
So, another you add 16 years, because Baba was looking like a boy of 16 years at that time. You add that time also. Then it has to match with Gopal Rao's period there at Selu, isn't it?
I see. So
many years back, one Mr. Gopal Rao was supposed to be there, isn't it?
Yes.
But that time was not matching. Gopal Rao was there many years back,
because,
but the time is not matching.
Too young. Sai Baba was too young.
Yeah. So, although there was a person by the name Gopal Rao Deshmukh, whom these people assumed to be Venkusha, this is all, you know, a story for which there is no definite record about it. And when Baba was questioned here, Baba said that I have served my guru here for 12 years.
So
then also, if Baba served his guru here for 12 years, that means Baba must have been here in Shirdi since the age of 4.
Yes, sir.
He can't be at Selu then. So, we can't come to a conclusion very definitely about this story also.
Mm-hmm.
Then Baba is also eternal, you know.
Sure.
So, when Baba says that my guru was likewise Baba once told to Narasimha Swamiji, one of the celebrated devotees of Baba, who wrote many books on Baba. He also carried lots of researches. Baba used to, you know, tell things like, you know, I was in the army of Jhansi Lakshmi Bai's freedom fight.
Yes, in the previous year.
This was in about 1857, you know.
Yes.
So, Baba used to say so many things, that I was here, that I was there, and all those things. Because Baba is eternal, although we can't see Baba today. Baba is there since the birth of this universe.
Yes, sure.
He is the creator, you know. So, we cannot definitely...
I was here from 10,000 ago here. I was in Dwarkamai.
10,000 years. 10,000. I was already in Dwarkamai.
This is also Baba told. In Charts and Saints book, it is written.
So, historically remains a mystery. can you ask him about, since he is so deep and everything? I'm interested especially in knowing if there is any particular teaching that Sai Baba stressed with very much importance.
Mm-hmm.
I know he never gave mantras and upadesha and all that, but if the Swami could give us an answer on which he thinks must be the most important thing, so to worship in a dignified way Sai Baba, Bhakti Marga, devotion, Sharanagati, Jnana, I don't know.
Yeah.
Ask him.
You push the...
Okay. Later, what you said.
See, you have asked about on which particular sadhana Baba stressed. isn't it?
Yes.
Paid more importance. According to Baba, it is remembering God all the time is the most important.
Namasmaran.
Yeah. Namasmaran. That is, you know, keep on repeating his name. Baba, Baba himself used to keep on repeating Allah's name. Allah means Lord in Urdu. So Baba always used to say all the time, this name was there on his lips. Allah's name was there on Baba's lips all the time. He himself practiced this and became an example for the rest of his followers to follow him. And Baba always used to say that remembering God is the most important thing. And this sadhana is easiest sadhana, because whatever work you are doing, if you are living a worldly life, you may have to do so many things, you know, from daily routines and other things. But Namasmaran is such an sadhana, a spiritual discipline, which you can keep on doing while doing other work also. If you are doing some physical labor, then also mentally you can keep on repeating the whatever the name you like. It may be Sai Baba, it may be Ram, it may be Krishna, it may be Shiv, whatever it is. But you must keep on repeating his name. So then it becomes a practice. It becomes such a practice, you know. If you keep on repeating God's name with each breath you are taking, inhaling and exhaling. So this Namasmaran sadhana will be with you till the time of
death.
And if you chant the name of Lord during the time of death, you know, it is told in our religious scriptures that whatever you think of during
you
the time of, you become that. So, one will reach the Godhood itself, which is the ultimate goal of human life, if you remember. So, in order to remember God at the time of parting from this world,
Namaste.
You have to practice this during the entire life. Then it will automatically come to you at that parting moment. So, this was the point which Baba was stressing. You know, another saint of Maharashtra, known as Samarth Ramdas, he was chanting the name of Rama for about 13.5 crores time. Then he became a very enlightened person. He had the vision of Rama. He got his darshan and became a very popular saint of Maharashtra. So, this extraordinary power can be achieved by anyone if they sincerely doing Namjap. Yeah. So, on this point, Baba was... And another thing Baba was very, you know, fond of and telling people that charity of food. That is annadan.
Annadan.
Giving food. Poor feeding.
To the poor.
Yeah. Baba himself used to cook food and invite so many people and...
He fixed himself the food.
Yeah. Even the manual labor,
he
didn't allow others to do it. He used to bring the necessary grocery himself with his own money, carry from the bazaar and do the entire cooking himself. And when the food was ready, he will serve, you know, to the people gathered there, whoever, whether he is a rich or poor.
Ask him another question. How come he thinks Allah Malik was always on his lips and not maybe an Hindu a Hindu name, Ram or Krishna? How come? He thinks there is a reason.
Because Baba ko dharam ka difference nahi tha.
Baba want to make
unity.
All, that's why he used to tell Muslims, tell Ram, Ram, Allah will bless you.
I see.
He used to tell like this. And to Hindus, he used to say, Allah Malik.
That's right.
That means, all God is one. There is different ways to get him. And there is no need of quarreling about religion. That's why he put fire in the masjid. And he built a Tulsi Vrindavan.
Tulsi Vrindavan.
And big bill, like church. And sick people, they are thinking Dwarka Mai as Gurudwar. Baba named the mosque Dwarka Mai.
Everyone can.
Yeah, that's why Baba is to tell Hindu God's name also and Muslim Mahalla Malik also. And he never, somebody he told that I am a pure Brahmin.
Yes.
And somebody he told I am a Muslim. Though I am a Muslim, he is worshipping as his guru. I can prevent him. That's why
God was one. This
yes.
was the point.
Yes, yes. And Baba previously used to give medicine the patients.
Medicines?
Yes. And after some years, he told, I used to chant Hari Hari, Lord, Lord. And then I became Hari. I became Lord. From that day, I used to give the patients Udi.
Like medicine.
Yes. That means by chanting Lord's name, we must become God. And then he stopped giving medicine and used to give Udi.
Nice. Thank you. Can you ask him about Bashir Baba? Can you tell me something about Bashir Baba?
I have seen him in the previous days. He was in very difficulty. He stayed here for some years.
When he arrived the first time?
When he was not famous.
And he was not famous?
When he came and stayed here in Lendi Garden, at that time he was not famous. After that he went to a hill and he meditated. And it is told that Sai Baba appeared before him and gave him some Yoga Danda stick.
Some Yoga
Danda.
A wooden stick, I see.
And a jolly to bag to begging food. He is keeping in his temple. And one Raghavendra Swami, he is also a saint. His place is in Mantralaya. He also had seen Raghavendra Swami and he also blessed him. By that he was very famous and used
Bashir
to
Baba.
Yes.
Became famous because had this vision of Baba that gave him this wooden stick.
Yeah. And then he was very famous. Lastly, he heard from some people of there.
Hyderabad.
Yes. He lost the powers and he became to build for his own.
The powers, the yoga powers that he had vanished, were gone away. And so, what happened?
And so, lastly, he came here. People used to worship him like Sai Baba in his room. And last time he makes some yagna in Lendi Garden also. That is the last time. And then some months after he died.
I see. But you think that in the last years was not more like a spiritual person?
Because I have seen him. Some devotees who are connected with him, who were staying with him
yes.
permanently, told me he is not like before.
I see.
He took away the money of devotees and not taken. 3 or 4 devotees told me about them. They are the disciple of Bashir Baba. That's why I know.
He lost his powers. Because I know, I ask these questions because I know that Bashir Baba said that he was the successor of Sai Baba. You mean the incarnation, the next incarnation of Sai Baba. That's why I asked.
Yes, he wanted to go tour all over the world, but Baba did not permit him.
I see. He only had some powers. Lastly, he lost them because of his behavior, bad behavior. Just ask him something about him. How come he came to this Sai Baba 50 years ago? What was the for what reason he came here and settled here for so many years? Un attimo.
You know, spiritual powers earned by deep spiritual practices, when you misuse them, or when you start using them for material gains, like for amassing wealth, living a lavish life, living a comfortable life, and giving up the practices, spiritual discipline, when you do this, start living this kind of life, whatever the powers you have earned by doing spiritual practices, they will soon come to an end. This happens with lots of spiritual personalities.
Yes,
you know, in the beginning,
yes,
because they have chanted the name of the Lord, they get powers. But when they discontinue to live a pious and religious life and give up spiritual practices, for the time they have been practicing, whatever the power they have acquired, that will be soon exhausted. And they once again become a very normal man. This happens with lots of people.
Oh, this was the case of Bashir Baba.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Can you tell me one other thing? What is your name? Excuse me.
My name is Nagesh. Nagesh Churia.
You live here?
I was in Shirdi for 5 years. I was drawn to Shirdi in the 1978. On 1st September I came here. Although at that time I knew nothing about Baba. So many people told me that Shirdi is a nice place, so I thought and came here for a day. My idea was to go back the same evening. But after coming to Shirdi, since I liked this place, you know, the first thing, as you reach Shirdi, the first thing you experience is the mental peace. Whatever your tensions may be outside, wherever you are living, you may be having so many anxieties, so many tensions, so many problems in life. But the moment you reach Shirdi, everything vanishes and you start enjoying that mental peace which is never experienced in the life before. So a person takes liking to Shirdi then. He will start coming to Shirdi frequently in order to enjoy that mental peace. Then in course of time, his contact with Baba develops. And then later on he will start realizing that Baba is the person who has been protecting him all those years, although he was not coming, you know, in adversaries. It was.
So you live here, or you have lived here?
Then I was here for about 5 years, you know. Although I came here for one day, I stayed in Shirdi. I gave up my job and everything. I stayed in Shirdi for 5 years like any other fakir, you know, like any other beggar, I can say. But it was Baba's, love which he has got for all his devotees, made me to stay here. And then I started taking interest in spiritual life also. I started reading spiritual scriptures. Whatever literatures on Baba was available, I read, I studied about Baba. Then I had 2 visions of Baba also. So I must now say that my stay in Shirdi has benefited me in a number of ways. It was a different life I was living in Bombay previously. And now it's a different life. Now I have come to know what for this human birth is given. What is the purpose of human birth? And what we have to achieve after getting this human body. All these things I came to know after I came to Shirdi only. So now I am making a sincere effort in order to reach that destination. And Baba has promised that from birth to birth, he will be with us. Till the time we reach the goal, he said he will be with us and guide us and see that each of his devotee will reach the goal of human life, which is becoming one with the God.
Very nice. Very marvelous experience you had. Now you live in Bombay?
Yeah, I have gone back to Bombay because Baba, you know, never gave sannyas to anyone. If I remember correctly, there was one Mr. Jog who was a performing artist to Baba and all. He wanted to take sannyas, and even to him Baba said, the time will come, you have to wait until. You know, Baba used to say that one must be qualified to get anything. So we people who are bound of karmic actions, unless that account is squared up, you know, whatever good or bad we have done, we have to suffer the fruits of those our actions. And by chanting Lord's name, it is, you know, prescribed even in our religious scriptures that if we keep on chanting Lord's name, that will help us to square up the account. So when the plus or minus is not there in our karma yoga, karma bhoga, I must say, then a person becomes eligible for the living a total mendicant's life.
Because I realized studying the books of Sai Baba that his teaching is very modern in this hour. So I was saying that he seems really modern in his teaching because he appeals especially on everybody. And so his teaching is more directed to people who live a normal life, a worldly life, who are, grihastha, no? That live in the world, no? And so his teaching is very wide, so everybody can pick up the spiritual life, even if he's entangled in the worldly things and matters with wife, children, work, and that's all. And I think that this is especially important because otherwise, if the message was only appealed to take sannyas and to renounce everything, very little persons would be achieved that state and would have had the possibility of gaining Atmanyan. You know? So I think this is a great grace, no? That Sai Baba poured on the devotees, telling them just to stay what they are, but practice Namasmarana and all religious practice in the world. You think so?
Actually, you know, the different kind of practices are prescribed when the Vedas were written. The different age, for different age, they have prescribe different spiritual practices. And for Kali age, that is the present time, when the Vedas were written, that Namasmarana will be the proper spiritual discipline to be practiced. Because they knew that in the Kali age, the human life will be so short and a man will be living more engrossed in worldly things. So it will be difficult for man in the Kali age to practice difficult sadhanas. So the easiest sadhana of remembering God was prescribed even when the Vedas were written. And Samartha Sadgurus like Baba, they, you know, actually their intention is to take their devotees on the path of spiritual life in the best possible way.
The easiest
so,
way.
Yeah, so they keep on, these Samartha Sadgurus, they will keep on their changing their techniques. You know, the technique which will be best suited to that particular period. So during Baba's period, when God incarnated as Baba, he must have decided on this technique, you know. Because now, if we look at the crowd which is coming to Shirdi, they are all from, I must say, high society or from a modern kind of living people, you know. They can't get up like the old age people were doing, getting up at 3 o'clock, having a dip in the river. Now, this time doesn't suit for that kind of practices. And again, Baba wanted to make it clear that all religion is equal. There is no difference between religion. There is no difference between one God and another God. God is one power, which will manifest from time to time with different name and different form. For that reason, we should not think that this religion is different, Islam is different than Hindu, and again Christianity is different than Hindu, such kind of notions which we are having. And we even have the enmity. We have gone to such a very bad extent, you know. We take people of other religion as our enemies because they don't practice what we practice. Baba wanted to clear all these things. That is why Baba never allowed anyone to come to know to whom or to which religion, to which sect he belonged. Yes. When Muslims came to him, Baba used to say that, chant Rama Rama or Krishna Krishna, Allah will bless you. See, this is a totally mixed kind of teaching. Telling a Muslim to chant Rama's name, again, Rama is not the one who will bless him. It is Allah who will bless him. Which means that you chant any name.
The same.
Yeah, it is the same. And again to Hindus, he will say, Allah Malik, Yadehak, remember Allah.
Allah Rakhig.
Then when once people heard Baba telling that, what is there in Allah's name? You think Allah is different than Vitthal of Pandharpur? You think that Allah is different than Ram? He is the same, Baba said. So, Baba has changed or devised such a technique, you know, that will make the present people easy to follow Baba or to follow spiritual life. And this technique, all Samartha Sadgurus, they keep on changing as the time suits. Their ultimate thing, what they want to achieve is to give liberation who totally depends them, who totally surrenders to them. For that, achieving that end effect, whatever technique is required or to be changed from time to time, they keep on doing it. This is what I think.
Can you ask him about when he reached the first time here? What was his what was his intentions? He wanted to stay here for so long as he stayed for 30 years in a row, or he just came here to visit a holy place? And then, what was his experience with Baba?
I will tell on Swamiji's behalf this. Okay. I will answer this question. Baba, our Swamiji, left his hometown, which was Coimbatore, at the age of about 15. I must say that he was carved for a spiritual life only, because he developed this passion for this worldly thing at a very tender age of 15. And he started wandering.
From which town?
Coimbatore. That belongs to Tamil Nadu.
Tamil Nadu.
Yeah, a place... a township from south. So then he went into the company of so many sadhus, sannyasis, and ultimately when Swamiji went and reached Ganeshpuri, where Swami Nityananda was flourishing, and in those days he was attracting large crowds. Swamiji was in the company of Swami Nityananda for about 2 years. And then Swamiji was thinking of going to Himalayas for further practices like Badri or Kedar. But Swami Nityananda was also known as an Antaryami. He used to knew the inner feelings or desires of each person. So one day, all of a sudden, Swami Nityananda ordered Swamiji go to Shirdi.
Nityananda ordered Swamiji to go to Shirdi.
Yeah, and also told him, whatever you are going to achieve in this life, that you will achieve only from Shirdi. So you will get everything from Shirdi. This is what Nityananda told.
Very important.
Yeah, but you know, as it happens with most of the people, Swamiji was not knowing anything about Baba of Shirdi. Even he was not knowing this name also. So when he was ordered to go to Shirdi, he could not stay anymore in Ganeshpuri with Swami Nityananda. So he left Ganeshpuri and came to Bombay, and he started inquiring about Baba. He was making inquiries about Shirdi.
Which years were these?
Kaun sa saal hoga, Swamiji?
51,
52. This is in 51 or 52. So, as he was making inquiries of Sai Baba of Shirdi, one day some fellow showed him a photograph of Sai Baba in one of the shops, you know. Most of the Bombay people, they worship. Baba was very popular in Bombay since his time, you know. So, somebody showed a picture of Baba to Swamiji, and even Swamiji thought that he is looking like a Muslim. What can I achieve by going to a Muslim? So, Swamiji was not in a mood to come to Shirdi, I must say, in those days. So, he stayed in a temple, in a Hanuman temple in Khar, a suburb of Bombay. And since he was not in a mood to decide on anything, he was just staying there, whiling away his time. Once it so happened, after about his staying in that mandir for about 7-8 days, there was nobody in the temple, and he heard a voice. You know, he was totally alone, there was no one else, but he heard the voice. I asked you to go to Shirdi and you are wasting your time here. Swamiji looked around, there was nobody. Then also Swamiji thought that this must be some kind of illusion, and continued this stay, because he basically did not want to go to a Muslim. Then after 3-4 days, again he heard the same voice. You know, this time it was like a threat. Are you going or not? Then this time Swamiji became little bit scared, and then he decided to come to Shirdi. So, he was from south and he was not very familiar with the local language.
Marathi.
Yeah. So, instead of coming to Shirdi by road, he decided to walk by the railway track. He thought that if I follow this railway track, it will ultimately go to Shirdi. There will be no confusion, you know. There will be no fear of getting lost.
I see.
So, that is why he started walking by the side of railway track. Now, if you go by railway track, walk by the railway track, you know, for miles together you will see that no inhabitants are living there. And Swamiji was wandering like a mendicant at that time. He had no money and he had to walk. If someone offers him food, then only he can live by eating that food. Which means he was living on alms only in those days. So while walking by the side of railway track, when there is nobody staying for miles together, who is there to offer him food? So, once it so happened, Swamiji didn't eat anything for 3-4 days. But at the same time, he was feeling very hungry. And one night, as he was walking by the side of that railway track, you know, which he preferred to go, it was around 11:30 in the night, maybe 12 midnight, it was around midnight. Suddenly a thought came to Swamiji, you know, it is known that if you go to a guru, the guru must be a guru who can take care of his disciple under all circumstances. Even guru must be able to protect the disciple from the death also. He must be such a samarth sadguru. And it is told that we must look for such gurus and follow them, not all sorts of gurus, you know. So, Swamiji also proposed a test about Baba because he was not knowing anything about Baba. So Swami, it was a passing thought in his mind. If Sai Baba is so great, he knows that I have not been eating anything for the last 4 days, and he knows that at least one time food is necessary for a man to keep living. So, if I have to totally depend on him, he must prove that he is capable of looking after me.
Sure.
So, if he provides me food at this very moment here, I will think that I can depend on him totally. So, this was the passing thought. And he heard some train, you know, passing that way. It was coming towards him from the rear side. So, he made way for the train to pass away. He came to a side and allowed the train to pass away. As the train was passing, he heard some parcel drop down from the running train. So, first Swamiji thought that some passenger must have dropped one of his belongings. So, out of curiosity, you know, Swamiji wanted to know kiska, who has lost what. So, Swamiji wanted to find out what it was like. So, after the train passed away, Swamiji picked up that parcel and opened it. And Baba proved his worth, you know. It was a packet of food containing 7-8 chapatis made of wheat and vegetable. So, Baba proved him, because mentally Swamiji demanded that if Baba provides me food here and now, at this moment, I will think that I can depend on Baba totally for everything and throughout my life. And Baba provided him for there and then at that moment and proved that one can totally depend on him for everything by giving food to Swamiji there and then. This is how, you know, Swamiji developed faith in Baba, although he was not knowing anything about Baba. This was the first instance. Then he came to Shirdi. Then he had, of course, many experiences. He had...
I was coming to Shirdi, but I left the train from Nasik and went away to Trimbakeshwara. In the night, I did not know the way. I went away to
Trimbakeshwara.
Yes. There, one sadhu met me and he fed me. He made me to stay here for 6 months. Yes. After 6 months, somebody came from Shirdi and stayed there at that sadhu's place. They are speaking about Dwarka Mai Samadhi Mandir. On the same day, Nityananda Swami appeared in my dream.
Appeared.
Yes. And you are still staying here. You are not going to Shirdi. And then I started from next day. I told that sadhu I am going to tour all over India and I will return here. He built me for a small hut and made me stay here. And I went. I started from Trimbakeshwara and was coming to Shirdi. At that time, in the night I used to walk. And in Nasik Road station, in the night, about 12 p.m., one police jeep came and he stopped the car. And the sub-inspector asked me, "Where are you going?" I told him, I am going to Shirdi. "Why are you walking?" "I have no money. I am going by walk." And then he asked me to sit in his car. And I said, he gave me tea and gave me some money and tell my pronounce to Sai Baba. And then I came from some sadhus. 3 or 4 sadhus were there. they told me to get in the train and...
So you could leave for Shirdi from Nashik with the train.
And so they...
Always grace of Sai Baba.
They wanted to go to Kashi. They told me, you come with us to Kashi. I agreed. But when I came and saw Dwaraka, my photo, Baba paid me as Hanuman. I did not see Sai Baba. And some time after, he looked like an Arabian. And I sat there. And what is in this picture? Oh, once it is looking like Hanuman, and some other time Arabian. I sat the whole day there. And I thought, something is here. It is not a photo. And I stayed there only till they closed the Dwaraka Mai. And next day, at that time, here Samstan is used to give poor people 3 days meals. I went there. They did not give me the food. Because there are no sannyasi's dress, white dress. They asked me, where are you coming from? I told, I'm coming from Bombay. They did not allow me. At that time, one Sagun Meru Naik was a South Indian and came and stayed here from Baba's time. He called me and make me to go and take meal.
And you started to work in Shirdi?
No, he came. He was a sannyasi. He came and saw Sai Baba, and then Baba made him to stay here. And he was selling books of Baba. Before that, he used to running a small hotel for pilgrims. He told that man to give him food.
And that sannyasin told that man to give you food.
And then I had my meal there. And next day I came and sat in Dwaraka Mai.
And from that moment you have always been here?
Yeah, yes, Dwaraka Mai. And used to meditate Baba. And then 3 days I did not ask anybody for my food. Somebody used to give some prasad and used to take and drink water. 4th day I asked Baba, I am staying here for 3 days. You are not making the arrangement for one meal. You must do. I pray and I used to meditate. At that time, Shama's son used to come.
Uddhav.
And he rang the bell loudly. And I opened my eyes. He asked me, have you eaten? I said, no. And then, after aarti, he brought a food and
he gave
naivedya to me. And he used to give daily food for 6 months. After that, one sadhu who was staying in Dwaraka Mai, he used to go now and then, Nityanand Swami. When I talked about to him, he told I went to Nityanand Swami. Nityanand Swami told me to recite Bhagavad Gita. I am not a learned man. Then by the grace of Nityanand Swami, I can tell whole Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapters.
And then, you know Bhagavad Gita by heart.
That man, I used to, he told me to see if it is correct or incorrect. I have to see the book. And then he used to give we food
at Dwarkamai.
And then once in Lendi Garden, I was not meditating. I was simply sitting at 12 p.m. night, full moon day. At that time, nobody was there. I saw Sai Baba sitting on a stone.
You saw Sai Baba sitting on a stone?
For half an hour, he was there. I thought it is not real. Yes. After half an hour, he disappeared. Then only, I determined Sai Baba is living, is here, then I stayed here.
You understood that Sai Baba is here.
And another time, this in Dwarkamai, in Car Road, Bombay, my teacher, spiritual teacher, who told me to go to Shirdi. No. Before Nityananda, there was one Mutya Swami, his samadhi in Kanyakumari.
Before Nityananda?
No, yes. Before Nityananda. He appeared in the noon. I was not meditating. I am opening my eyes. I saw from that photo my spiritual teacher Muttaya Swami is coming out and stand for some time and disappear. And then I read Sai Sacharitra, Baba gave darshan a man, Mule Shastri, his guru darshan, who took samadhi some years ago. And after some 6 months, my guru came here. And that Muttaya Swami, and stood the same place. And then I thought that Dwarkamai, that picture is not a picture. Baba is alive. And if I want anything, I used to go and tell Baba.
Tell Baba.
And Baba, this man will give you, he will help you, show me his face also. And after some time, he will come and give me clothes and give me money to buy books.
So, Sai Baba, all your life has protected you and have given you.
I tried to go 2 or 3 times to tour. I have written to Sivananda Ashram.
Sivananda?
To go and stay there permanently. But Sivananda has written me, you don't come here. You are staying in a very good place. In our ashram, there are 24 programs till day to night. You do, yes.
Do, stay in Shirdi.
Yes, stay in Shirdi. Do as you are possible. And he sent me his ashram's program. And then, from that ashram, one Krishnananda, secretary, came here and stayed. Yes, now he is there. He came and stayed here for 6 months. I met him. I used to go far away first back. He also used to come there. One day...
In Godavari?
No, Canal. One day, I met him and I asked him, where are you coming from? He told me, I am coming from Sivananda Ashram. My name is Krishnananda. And I asked him, I have written a letter to Sivananda. Yes, yes. I have written the reply and Swamiji signed that. And I am the same person. And then that he told, I left Sivananda Ashram, I am now staying here, I am not going to return. Because there are lot of loans of Swamiji has to pay. People are not asking Swamiji for money. I am secretary, so people are hurting me. That's why I am here. I am not going to ashram, he told me. And then he told me, I am not getting peace of mind in Rishikesh. Here I am getting peace of mind. And then he, after 6 months, Baba appeared in his dream and ordered him to go to Sivananda ashram. To go to your guru. And he went to Nityananda also. I told him about Nityananda. He went to Nityananda. Nityananda also told him to go to your guru. And then he went to Rishikesh and he is staying now. Here, there only now. After that, three times I tried to go to from Shirdi. It was not possible. Then I stayed. Once, on the early days, the people not allowing. At that time, there were three policemen, one village policeman, one samsthan, and one CID. Three policemen were there. In Sai Baba temple also, some people steal ornaments of Sai Baba, silver ornaments. At that time, they are not allowing people to stay here, sadhus, after more than 3 days. At that time, I was here. They are not allowing to sleep. They are not allowing to stay. However, I have to used to come to Aarti and attend, and used to go the out of village and sleep there. I stayed. One policeman is used to tell, "Why are you staying here for a long time? Go." I told Baba ordered me to stay. Once I was praying in the Samadhi Mandir, the CID told me, "If you will not go, I will take you to the police station." And I told Baba, I came to Barkamai, see how he is saying that he will get me to take me to the police station.
Sai Baba wanted you to stay here.
I told Baba Sarar, I came here. Without Baba, I cannot go. When Baba orders, I will go. He told, I am giving you order, go. And then I came to Dwarakamai and prayed Baba. And the same night, when circus came to Shirdi, the circus manager and the CID quarreled. And the circus manager beat the CID. He went away. And I stayed there. After some days, the CID came here and he saw me. "You are still staying here?" "Yes, I am staying here. Baba's order to stay here." That like that. And another day, I wanted to go. People in the other days used to tell me to go. In this village people, samsthan servants also.
To leave.
I told them I will not go. Baba, when...
Doesn't want.
And then, in my mind, some days after, this is very crowded place, we have to live in a small place and meditate. In my mind, this idea came. And I told them, I am going. The people who are telling me to go away, they don't go.
Now they said they want to.
They told Baba will not permit you to go. Same people. And then Another time I tried. I did not tell anybody. And the evening I went to Khandova and did not tell anybody. When I went to Khandova to go, I got very ill. I am not able to walk. Fever. And then I came to Dwarka Mai and slept there and prayed, Baba, I will not go. Cure me. And then next day I was all right.
Incredible.
Third time also I tried. That time in this same idea came in my mind. I wanted to go a small village and to take alms from some houses and used to meditate. Because I don't like the mixing with people. When I was about 2 or 3 o'clock, I went away. I did not tell anybody. I did not go where I have to go. I was going. The roadside, a small canal was going. I was going walking at the canal side. When about 1 or 2 hours after, I felt tired and I want to drink water. I saw there was no water. In the canal there was no water. I saw a well and a neem tree.
Under a neem
tree? Neem tree. And the steps were not good. I cannot enter inside and take water. I have no water pot also. And the neem tree's branch is going inside the water.
Inside the well?
Yes, well. But by climbing that neem tree, I could not get water. I was thinking about this. And
what
then,
to do?
And I slept. After 1 or 2 hours, I am seeing sunsets, and where I am sleeping, I saw on the neem tree Sai Baba's photo sitting on the stone.
Sai Baba photo on the leaves of the neem tree.
And then I saw, what is this? And I used to think over about this. Water is in the well, but I cannot drink water. Baba, I did not see Baba on the neem tree before. When this, I saw that photo, I felt that Baba saying, wherever you go, I am with you. You cannot get water, even a drop of water. You can see, but you cannot get without vigor. Then this idea came in my mind. I went to Dwarka Mai and stayed. From that time, I am not trying to go.
You never tried anymore to go to leave the place. Thank you so much. Thank you.
It was very interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
A very symbolic thing. You see, only Sai Baba can quench Swamiji's spiritual thirst, it means. Water is there, but he can't reach. And if someone can quench his thirst, it is only Sai Baba. So, Swamiji must have realized on that day that he is the only one who can satisfy him. So, he gave up the idea of leaving Shirdi forever for any reason. And stayed back here. Very interesting, isn't it?
Thank you so much. Can you tell him it was an honor to speak to him, and I was very pleased to do this. Can you tell him it was an honor for me to have him speaking?
वो बोलते हैं आपसे बात करने का मौका मिला और उनका जो थीसिस लिखने वाले हैं उसके लिए इतना विषय का संग्रह हुआ, ये तो खुशी की तो बात ही है कि आपसे इतना सब सब्जेक्ट मैटर मिल गया। बिलावा इसके अलावा आपसे बात करने का जो मौका मिला वो बड़ा गौरव उनको मिला, ऐसा वो समझते बोलते
हैं।
वो पूछते आपकी एक तस्वीर खींच लेगा तो चलेगा क्या? इसे डू एज यू प्लीज।
थैंक यू।
नॉट ओनली माई other people's, other devotees also came and used to tell me that they had seen Sai Baba in person. Then it is very clear Baba is living and is now also appearing here and there. In Delhi, there is now Sani doctor. He went to operate his heart in London. His wife also with him. The doctor told, it is very serious case, it is not able to cure him. He will die. You will have to take his dead body to India. And Baba has given in his 11 sayings, though I left this body, I will run to my devotees. The lady in the whole night is used to chant this, Baba, you have promised that you will run to devotees. You save my husband. At night, Baba appeared in the hospital. The nurse and the patient was a sick community. He
took
two pictures. In the bed there was two pictures, one Sai Baba's, one Guru Nanak's. Sai Baba appeared in the hospital. And nurse saw.
Appeared in a photo, not in
yes.
a photo.
In that photo, Baba was wearing white dress. In white dress, Baba appeared in the hospital and asked nurse, how is my son? She is very serious. It is not possible to get cured. He will be all right. He told and he blessed. After 3 or 4 rounds, he turned and he went away. Next day, the doctor was feeling well.
He went there. Yes.
And that nurse told the doctor, your father, last night your father came and asked about your health. He told, who was my father? How was he? He saw that photo. And the doctor told, he was not my father, he was the universe father. He is Sai Baba. He also told and he has written his experience. Before he went to Delhi. Like this, so many incidents are happening now. That's why Baba is now also living and appearing
every to devotees
and saving their lives. In New York, there is one Namdev, Robert Kirk.
New York.
He also has written a book about Sai Baba. First time he came and he was suffering from diarrhea. He came and told me about this. I told him to take some Uji. He did not know about Uji. And he went to the latrine and he came to his room. He saw a packet of Udi was in his packet. And he told me. I told him to drink that is Udi. And he was cured. From that time he used to come here. He used to come Ganeshpuri and he used to come and stay here. And then he collected about Sai Baba's life. And he has written a book also in English. He used to publish. He want to publish that, but with his own money. He don't want to collect any donations. He's in New York. Like that, foreigners also coming. In foreign also, Baba is appearing and helping devotees.
Thank you.
See, before Baba took samadhi, casting off his body, he said, not to worry. I am eternal, so don't think that I am leaving you behind and I am passing away. I am ever living and I will run to my devotees whenever they are in any danger. One who take rescue in me or when one is totally surrendered to me, I will be with them day and night. My vigilant eyes on my devotees will be always there. And I will take care of them. And
11 promises, no?
Yeah, this is one of promise, 11 promises. And this doctor's story, who went for an operation to England, it proves it, you know. Baba suddenly manifests himself to save his devotees from any danger. See, for example, this doctor when went to get himself operated, it was a heart surgery. And he was in one of the good hospitals in London, and since his case was very serious, he was put into an intensive care unit where nobody is allowed to go in. So this staff nurse who was on the night duty, she met this old man who claimed himself to be the father of the patient, and told that he has a feeling that somehow his son is going to be all right very soon. The staff of the hospital and the doctors who were attending on this patient, they had given up all their hopes. They knew that he will be there for few hours life.
He was going to die for the doctors.
They were sure that he is going to die and there is no chances of any recovery. That is the reason why this staff nurse on the night duty allowed the old man to enter into the intensive care unit, which they normally don't do. She also felt that this old man, the father of this patient, has come all the way from India to have a last glimpse of his dying son. Why not I allow him? In any case, he is not going to recover. He is going to die. Let the old father have a look at his dying son. This is what the staff nurse thought. And allowed the old man to go into the intensive care unit. And after a few minutes, she was peeping through the window to find out what this old man is doing. The old man went and passed his hand on the body of the patient, came 3 or 4 rounds to his cot where he...
Around the body.
Yeah. It is like, keeping the death away. A boundary line was drawn by Baba and not permitting the death to enter into that line. So next morning, all the hospital staff came with the thought that they are going to get the news of the death of this patient, And to their surprise, he was recovering and he was back to his senses also. Then this... staff nurse told him, yesterday your father was here. He was telling me that he has very good hopes of your fast recovery and all that. So this has actually happened. Today you are looking very fine. Then he was in a great surprise how his father can come to England from one of the villages of Punjab. passport formalities are there, visa formalities are there. How his father can come to England to have a look at his dying son? So he was very much surprised. Then he wanted to know what the fact is like. So he demanded the nurse to give a description of his father. How was he looking like and all that, you know. She pointed to a photographer which this patient had carried with him. He belonged to a Sikh community. He had a photograph of Guru Gobind, Guru Nanak, and then a photograph of Sai Baba, because Sai Baba was his favorite deity. And this nurse, when she was asked to give a description of his father, she never knew anything about Sai Baba. She thought that the old man who came previous night was his father. And since she saw this photograph of Sai Baba lying on the table, she thought that it must be his father's photograph. She said, "This was the man who came yesterday," pointing to the photograph of Sai Baba. And, you know, it proved that Baba, even today, Baba comes to the rescue of his devotees. Even whenever Baba wants to manifest himself, he does it. Which means that Baba is ever living, as per to his promise. And this instance of this doctor, you know, the example of this doctor, or the story of the doctor, proves it.
Marvelous. Thank you. Could you ask me something about Narayana Baba? What do you feel about him?
See, if I have to give my own opinion, it is like this. Baba uses anyone as his instrument to help his devotees in one or the other way. Baba even can make you as one of his instruments.
Sure, suppose, he can do everything.
Yeah, suppose he wants to send something to me through you. He will manifest to you as some person and give a packet, and he will give you my address and request you, since you are going to Bombay, please deliver this to Nagesh. And if you have acquainted yourself for some time, you know, or if you feel like to do this favor for that man, then you will come and deliver it to me. That doesn't mean that you have become Sai Baba.
Sure. So, but you think that is true, that from 59 Sai Baba is speaking through him? He says that from 59 he had a mystical vision or something like that, and Sai Baba is using him as an instrument and he speaks through him. So what he says is Sai Baba's word that he's giving out.
I don't really think so. Because when
Destan doesn't believe. I went to Destan yesterday. They don't believe in this.
I too don't believe, because Baba told that I will remain active and vigorous for the sake of my devotees, even after casting of my body, Baba said. And he is living up to his words. Whenever any of his devotees thinks of him, he is there with his devotee. Wherever the devotee is, maybe the devotee is beyond seven seas, but Baba is there. The moment the devotee thinks of him, when Baba himself is so active,
he doesn't
and
need
working for the sake of his devotees, there is no point, you know, in believing the stories of incarnations and you know, Baba possessing the body of so and so and talking, and whatever the person is talking under the trance, it is Baba's word. There is no, so, I personally don't believe in such stories, because as per to Baba's promise, Baba is with us and he is always with us, and this we really experience it. Even I have got certain experiences, you know, in some kind of a problem, whenever I am there, I think of Baba and I tell Baba. For example, yesterday, I left Bombay to come to Shirdi here by 2 o'clock bus. And I couldn't reach the bus stop in time. I was running about 8 minutes late. And normally, these people, they start on the dot. So, while I was about 2 or 3 miles away from the bus stop, I was praying, Baba, Baba, see that I don't miss this bus. Because I had a group of people coming from Delhi, you know, with me to visit Shirdi. Yeah. So, it would have caused a lot of inconvenience to all of them. Inconvenience caused to me alone. But I did not want those devotees who have come from such a long away place to be caused any inconvenience. So, for their sake, I was telling Baba that, please see that I don't miss this bus. So, although I reached Shirdi after 8 minutes, of the departure time. The bus was still there, although it was about to leave. I could go and catch the driver and convince him why I was delayed, how I was delayed, how I got fixed in a traffic jam. And the driver also was cooperative. He stopped the bus and took us by the same bus. See, this is how Baba operates, you know. You have to think of it.
Sure, sure.
And when Baba himself is there with us, I don't think that it is necessary to believe in such stories also. When one can communicate directly with Baba and when Baba is directly working for his devotees.
So you consider him as a devotee of Baba, yes. Because even the Stan considers him as a devotee, someone who comes here very often, yes. And that he is propagating the teachings of Sai Baba, and that's all.
Even those people who are claiming themselves to be incarnations of Sai, or those people who claim them to be as instruments of Sai, all that they say is, you keep remembering Baba, chant his name, surrender yourself to Baba, and things will turn for better. Now, as our Swamiji puts it in the simplest way, when I tell the same thing to everyone, go to Samadhi Mandir, go to Dwarka Mai, tell Baba whatever you have to say, and chant his name, your difficulties will be solved. So, later on when they come to Swamiji, Baba, Swamiji, you suggested us to do this and we are relieved of our problem. Swamiji tells them, you are the one who sincerely went and prayed Baba, sincerely depended on Baba, and Baba is the one who takes care of all his dependents. It is not me. I tell everyone to go to Dwarka Mai. That doesn't mean that I am his instrument. I am here like any of you. It is you who did the things, prayers or whatever it is.
Forced Sai Baba to come to help you.
So it is
by your faith, Shraddha.
It is you and Sai Baba. Nobody is there in between us. So this is a simple-minded person or simple soul like Swamiji tells. But rest of the people, they start thinking that they are the instruments or they are the incarnations. You know, it's easy to put people in confusion. Whereas I will say that it is not necessary to go to any incarnation when Baba is there in Shirdi. Although we can't see him, because he has casted off his physical form, but in spirit form he is there.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Sai Ram.
See you.
Thank you.